support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Good morning. Today is October the 24th, and here is the WSIU Almanac. Today, in 2003, the supersonic civilian passenger jet, the Concorde, made its last commercial flight. And in 1931, on this day, Al Capone is sentenced to spend 11 years in jail for failing to pay income taxes. Elementary School District Number 95 is holding a community conversation evening starting at 5:30. It's a chance for you to meet with them and discuss the school district's mission to the city, and there will be information and discussion about the proposed Jackson County 1% countywide sales tax for school facilities. That will be on the Election Day ballot. If you would like to support and protect the Shawnee National Forest, you might want to put November the 12th on your calendar. That's the day the nonprofit group, the Friends of the Shawnee National Forest, are holding their first annual Shawnee Friends fundraiser. The event takes place at the old feed store in Cobden. Oh, and they have a flyer that you can look at, and you can see that on the web version of the WSIU Almanac. As the month of October winds down and we think of the coming colder temps, 1 week from tomorrow, you can legally cut firewood for your personal use at certain portions of Wren Lake. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is making available a firewood cutting special use permit that you can use between November 1st and March 14th of 2017. And that's your October the 24th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day and a good week. Good Monday morning. Here is your WSIU Almanac. In the spirit of cooperation, Russia loaned Egypt 400 million rubles on this day in 1958 to build the Aswan Dam. And on this day in 1939, a new invention, nylon stockings, went on sale for the first time in the U.S. Locally in Carbondale tonight, at the City Hall, the Jackson County League of Women Voters will sponsor a free public debate between Paul Schimpf and Sheila Simon, candidates for the Illinois 58th District Senate seat. Also in Carbondale, longtime women's college athletics coach, administrator, and Title IX proponent Charlotte West will be the guest speaker at the Emeritus Faculty Lecture tomorrow at the Tedrick Auditorium in the Boydston Center. That's right next to the SIU Arena. In Marion on Halloween, October 31st, their big event is the Illinois Star Center Boo Bash. Trick-or-treating there runs from 5 to 8, exactly 1 week from tonight. This Friday, at the SIUC Student Center, there will be a retirement reception for David Yepsen. He's currently the director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. The farewell reception starts at 4:30 Friday afternoon. In Olney, you can help support the Richland Memorial Hospital Foundation at the Diamonds and Denim event this Saturday, October the 29th, which will be held at the Holiday in Olney. And again, that event is this Saturday. And that's your October the 24th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day and a good week.